Elizabeth Elliot says, "If you dwell on your own feelings about things, rather than dwelling on the faithfulness, the love, and the mercy of God, then you're likely to have a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. But dwelling on the faithfulness and the love and the mercy of God is always safe," she says, "because He is the same yesterday, today, and forever." Welcome to Gateway to Joy. Here's your friend, Elizabeth Elliot.
Hello, this is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, reminding you today that you are loved. You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This week I'm going to be talking from a lovely little book called Faith Is by Pamela Reeves. I met Pamela Reeves years ago when she was Dean of Women at Multnomah Bible Institute in Portland, Oregon. Just a lovely person, one of those great people that you just feel as if you'd like to sit at their feet. A woman of God, a woman of the sort that I would like to imitate. And Pamela has written this marvelous little book. It's done in rainbow colors. Maybe some of you have seen it, called Faith Is. I had a letter recently from a woman who said that she'd read my book, A Path Through Suffering, which incidentally is my most recent book, A Path Through Suffering, and she described it as a downer. Well, of course, when I get a letter like that, that's a downer too for me. And she said, "I have a problem believing that God would think it a growing experience for me to have my young husband suffer through 5 years of kidney disease and die at the age of 42 just so I could glorify God. Also, my retarded son, how do his intellectual inabilities glorify God?" Now, my heart goes out to this dear woman. Imagine having your young husband suffer through 5 years of kidney disease and die at 42. Imagine also having at the same time to care for a retarded son. And she wrestles with a question which I'm sure many of you have wrestled with, and some of you are wrestling with this very day as you listen to my voice. How could a child's intellectual inabilities glorify God? Was it true that her husband had to suffer through 5 years of kidney disease just so she could glorify God? I don't think that that would be a very accurate way to answer it. But the question delves right down to the very roots of what in the world we're talking about when we talk about faith. What exactly do we mean? What is Gateway to Joy about, anyway? Well, if somebody were to ask you what this program that you listen to, Gateway to Joy, is all about, what would you say? Some of you might say, "Well, I don't know exactly. Elizabeth Elliot's a woman with a lot of offbeat views about a lot of things." But if you were to ask me what Gateway to Joy is all about, I would say, this is one definition I would give anyway, it's about the difference that faith in Jesus Christ makes in the lives of individuals. About the difference that faith in Jesus Christ makes. Now, this little rainbow book by Pamela Reeves is the basis of my talks, and each page is a simple statement about what faith is. And page one says, "Faith is the conviction of realities I cannot see or feel. Faith is the conviction of realities I cannot see or feel." Now, my correspondent's question, it can only be answered in terms of realities that we can't see or feel. That lady was seeing and feeling a lot of tragic and very difficult things, wasn't she? To watch your husband disintegrate over a period of 5 years and finally die at the age of 42, that has got to be an excruciating experience. I had to watch my older husband through only 10 months of disintegration by cancer, so I certainly can identify with the feelings and the awful things that you have to see. My husband was a big athletic man, and to see him go down to practically a skeleton, that's a tough thing to have to go through. But we're talking about a different level of things here. We're talking about a supernatural level, the level which the Apostle Paul was talking about in his letter to the Roman Christians. In chapter 8 of the Epistle to the Romans, he says, "Those who live on the level of our lower nature have their outlook formed by it, and that spells death. But those who live on the level of the Spirit have the spiritual outlook, and that is life and peace." So we're going to have to learn, and it's always my prayer that in each of these simple little programs, there will be one more clue, perhaps one more baby step taken in the direction of acquiring a spiritual outlook and leaving behind the lower nature. Faith is a conviction of realities I cannot see or feel. We're talking about a supernatural world. We're talking about a level of invisible things, eternal things, totally different from the visible and the temporal. We can't see these things. We certainly can't feel them, especially when we're in the midst of the kind of suffering that my friend describes. But my husband, Ad Leach, used to say that the importance of things is in direct proportion to the difficulty of defining them. Would you agree with that? I've found that to be a true statement. The importance of things is in direct proportion to the difficulty of defining them. The harder they are to define, the more important they probably are. So to my correspondent, whose name was Jenny, I would have to say, you've got me. I don't think I can define exactly the way in which the child's intellectual inabilities glorify God. And please, please don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that God creates a retarded child. Don't forget that we live in a world in which a lot of things have gotten twisted and distorted. God is still in charge. God is still sovereign. He was not taken by surprise when that child was born with his intellectual inabilities. But God is in the business of transforming all the sorrows and the sufferings of this world. And I think there are some things that could help others who are asking me the same question. Pamela's next pages, pages 2 and 3, give these definitions. Faith is not a leap in the dark, nor a mystical experience, nor an indefinable encounter with someone. Faith is trust in one who has explained himself in a person, Christ, in a historical record, the Bible. Faith has got to rest on the character of God himself, hasn't it? Trust in the one who has explained himself in a person. God is not distant and remote and inaccessible. He sent his Son, Jesus Christ, in the form of the flesh in order that we might know what he is like. In New Hampshire, there's a place called Lost River. And back when I was a child, I went to the Lost River Caves a number of times with my family. And I remember the first time I went. I had never been through that cave before, and it was dark and dangerous and slippery. And apparently there wasn't any outlet, and you needed a guide. In fact, you weren't allowed to go into the caves without a guide. Well, it's like that, isn't it? We go into dark, dangerous, slippery places. It looks sometimes as though there's no way out and no way through. But the truth is, we have a guide. That's what I'm talking about. We have a guide. Faith is not a feeling, not a leap in the dark, not a mystical experience, but trust in a person. And I remember the point at which we had to get from one section of the cave to another by a very slanted and slippery piece of rock. Well, there was no way that we were going to climb over that slanted, slippery piece of rock. You know what happened? The guide stood at the top of the slant and swung each of us. He took each person individually by the hand and just literally swung us. We kept our feet on the slippery rock, but the momentum and the arc in which he swung us landed us very quickly and safely on the other side. But in order to take a hold of that man's hand and let him swing you, you had to trust the man. The character of God is revealed through Jesus. Read the Gospels. What sort of a character comes through? There's a lovely children's hymn that my grandmother used to sing to my father and my father used to sing to me. I think when I read that sweet story of old, when Jesus was here among men, how he called little children like lambs to his fold, I would like to have been with him then. Picture Jesus calling the little children like lambs to his fold. What does it tell you about his character? Picture the weary Savior sitting down beside a well because he's tired. And along comes a woman of the streets, a sinful woman, a woman who's come just to draw the ordinary water from the well. And Jesus speaks so tenderly with that woman. He loves her. And he offers to her a different kind of water, the water of life. Do you see the character of God in that Jesus? What about when Mary and Martha were grieving over the death of their brother? Jesus wept with them. He presents himself to us today as one who can be trusted. That's what faith is about. That's what Gateway to Joy is about.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Path of Loneliness, Finding Your Way Through the Wilderness to God. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.